I am Christy Ballard Fellaini. I am a certified life coach who found herself at 42, freshly divorced, kids off to college, and having never dated in my adult life. I was starting in the middle. If you haven't yet hit start on your middle time in life, let's do it together. Let the journey begin. You are listening to Start in the Middle, episode 62. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. I am super excited to chat with you today. The subject that I have for you today, remember that we have been talking a little bit about relationships this month. The first part of the month, I talked to you about your relationship with yourself. And the second episode in the month was about your relationship with your significant other. Now, what about all those other relationships? What about your friendships? What about your relationship with the people in your family? What about the relationships that you have with the people at work? Because what I have found, you know, I have changed my, I don't want to say changed my career because, you know, I was a teacher for almost 14 years and I had different teaching posts. And so I, you know, had a lot of relationships that began and ended. And so this episode, you know, kind of focuses on those types of relationships, those relationships, you know, that kind of go in and out of our lives. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how this topic develops. But the first thing that I want to tell you, in case you do not know me, I am Christy Fellaini, and I am a certified life coach, and I help midlife women create true self-confidence so that they can stop feeling like they don't matter. Now, I have been thinking about this, and I want to clarify this statement for you, because often when we think about confidence, we think about maybe how someone carries themselves. We think about how, when we think about our own confidence, we think about how we present ourselves to the world. We think about what we look like. We think about our style, right? And so what I want to offer to you is that when I am talking to you about confidence, here is my definition for the work that I do and how it applies to you and the work that I want to do both for you and with you. Okay. So in my grand view of the world, confidence is just not vanity reasons. Okay, so in my brain and the work that I want to offer to you, it's not just about how you look, how you present yourself. It is about creating the woman that you want to be and how you want to show up to this world from the inside. It's about you knowing your own worthiness. It's about knowing that you matter and that you deserve love. And it's about your knowing that the greatest love that you can give is actually to yourself. Okay? So that is my definition of confidence. And that is how it pertains to my work and what I want you to get from my work. Okay? So let's get started. I have a story that I want to share with you. This actually happened to me just yesterday at church. Okay. So here, hubby and I are walking into church, and I have one of my favorite mugs in my hand. And it is a mug that was given to me by a very dear friend, and it has the name of the podcast on it, Start in the Middle Podcast, right? And so we walk in, and yes, we were a little bit late, okay? So we didn't get the seat that we normally get. But you know, one of the greeters was so kind and so enthusiastic on finding us the best seat that we ended up sitting. Because you know, when you go to church, you have like your favorite spots, you know, you have a particular position that you like to be in. My husband always likes to be on the end. Okay. But the greeter was so enthusiastic in finding us the very best spot that I said, oh yeah, we're doing it. Right. And so I just totally didn't consult the hubsters, and we sat right in the middle of the row. Okay. And so the worship team is up there. They're, leading us in worship. And we get to that part in the service when the pastor, you know, greets everyone, says a prayer over everyone, and we are just about ready, you know, to sit down. Well, my watch buzzes, and I go to look at it, and when I go to look at it, I turn my coffee cup over, and now there is coffee spilt all down the backside of the chair in front of me. Yes. And of course, church is packed, and so there is someone in front of me that is meaning to sit in that chair. Something that I want to share with you is that a few years ago, I would have been mortified. I would have just wanted to crawl under my chair. I probably would have ran and got a towel. I probably would have made a big to-do about it right then and there. I probably would have disturbed the gentleman right there during our prayer and worship time. And I know that I would have made it mean something about me. And more than likely, I would have made it mean that I failed or that I was a failure. But here's what happened instead. Yes, for a second, my nervous system did rev up. And yes, there was a hot flash. But here is what I told my brain. You made a mistake, and this is going to go one of two ways. And either way, it is going to be about him. It's not about you. It is about him. So when it got to the point when we finally got to greet each other, you know, I gently tapped him on the back. And I said, I am so sorry. I am so sorry, but I accidentally spilt coffee down the back of your seat. Now, if you would like, my husband and I will change spots with you and your family. And remember, I said, it's going to go one of two ways, because he could have been angry. He could have been irritated. He could have been frustrated with me, but he wasn't. In fact, he said, don't give it another thought, because guess what? It wouldn't be church if it didn't smell like coffee. And then he proceeded to introduce us to his amazing family. And luckily, there was another seat in their row. There was an open seat, and so they were able to kind of shift and adjust, and it worked out perfectly. I made a mistake, and I didn't make it mean anything ugly about me. And something that I want to tell you about this family, because it just kind of seemed weird that throughout the rest of the service, I just seemed to be mesmerized by their energy, the entire service, because here's what I could tell about this family just from watching them is that they had so much love for God, and their interactions with each other just showed that they had so much love for each other. And so this is what leads me to my point today. Because I want to tell you, in case you didn't already know, that your relationship with other people is first about you. I have a quote that I want to share with you. And so if you have not heard it, I hope that you get something special out of it. So it says, people are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. You see, in the end, it is between you and God. It's never between you and them anyway. This is actually a quote from Mother Teresa. And when I look at this and when I hear this, it reminds me so much about relationships and about how you choose to nurture your relationships. So if you have followed me for any amount of time, you know a little something about the model and how everything in our lives, whether it is working for us or it is working against us, is all based on how we choose to think about them or how we choose to perceive them. So whatever it is that you think about something, about a circumstance, is what causes you either pain or joy. And I've been thinking a lot about this when I think about friendships, relationships, and connections. Because see, now that I am a solopreneur, which means that I am an entrepreneur who works solely on my own, my relationships have changed, and I have to work really hard to create community with others. And I have to make the effort to have people in my life. And I now know that it can be taken for granted when you work in an environment where you have other people around you all day. When you work in an environment, whenever you need some of that connection, all you have to do is simply go into their office, go into their room to have a chat with them, or simply walk into another area where there are other human beings, right? And so relationships are all about you and how much you want to invest in them. Now, I want to talk to you for just a second about my relationship with my son, because this has been a huge discovery for me lately. And I am constantly reminding myself of this when it comes to him, because you guys, he is 25. He lives about an hour and a half away. And I know he works very hard. And I know that he, as a young adult, is desperately trying to find his way in this world, as most young adults are. And that is why I'm able to give him some grace, because I'm able to recognize this. And I also recognize in myself that I cannot sit around and wait for him to pick up the phone. I cannot sit around and wait for him to reach out. I want to make the investment in my relationship with him. And so out of a habit, whenever he just kind of pops into my brain, I stop and I take the initiative to shoot him a message. And I just say something like, hey, you're on my mind. Just want to let you know I love you. Hey, and I'm so proud of you. Because as his mom, it's important to me that he knows that I am thinking about him. And so I have to put that little bit of extra investment. And it's not that I have to, it's that I want to. And the same is true of all of my other connections and all of my other relationships. So remember that at the top of the message, I said that relationships are first about you and the amount of effort that you choose to put into them. But something else to note is that you are dealing with human beings, and the effort needs to be a two-way street. I'm sure you were wondering, when is she going to get to the other person? Remember that you cannot control how someone else is going to show up in a relationship. And I cannot expect that they will continue to show up in a manner that I want them to if I am not doing the same. So here's what I want to share with you in case you're like me. I love and crave connection. Once I meet someone that I connect with, I am all in. I get attached. It's just how my personality is, that once I've made a connection with you, I'm committed. I'm loyal. I'm in it for the long haul. And that's just how God created me. But again, like any human, until my need for connection is no longer being met. By this, I mean, I'm sure you have had those relationships where you feel that on your part, it's all give, give, give. And you finally just say, okay, this is no longer serving me. But here's what I want to share with you in case this resonates with you. As a human being, I am sure on some level it will. And I'm sure that there have been many friendships and other types of relationships that you just kind of question, I wonder what happened. And just like in my coffee story, it can go in one of two ways. And whichever way it goes, it doesn't have to mean anything has gone wrong or that you are wrong. And when the relationship truly meant something to you, like any other loss, it is totally normal to go through a grieving process. It is totally normal to allow yourself to process through the feelings of disappointment, the feelings of being rejected, or even those romanticized feelings of unrequited love. You guys, this is what being a human is all about. It's about our basic need for connection, our basic need to feel seen, or our desire to feel like we matter. And the last thing that I want to share with you, because I know that as adults, we don't talk about this often enough. I promise you though, no matter how old you get, you still have that little kid inside of you that is dying to be asked to play on the playground. So if you have not yet experienced the power of coaching, it would be my honor to meet with you and to listen to your story. I will share with you the tools that I have learned in my own coaching practice that I share with all of my clients. Because I promise you that when you apply these tools, your life And the way that you think about yourself will change. And I want to help you do that. So I encourage you to reach out to me either on Facebook, on Instagram, or take a visit to my website, KristiBallardFullaney.com. That's KristiBallard, F as in Frank, Allany.com. When you visit my page, you're going to be first offered a free gift because journaling is one of the practices that I do every single day to help organize my thoughts. So please, if you do not already have a journaling practice, make sure that you receive that free gift. Also, click on the Work With Me page and grab a spot on my calendar. I set aside time each week to meet with women just like you who have questions on leveling up their life and creating the confidence within them, reminding them that they matter. You guys, I look forward to hearing from you. Have a wonderful week.
Who is your life coach? I would love the opportunity to work with you as you are rediscovering the woman you were meant to be. Visit KristiBallardFullaney.com for more information on how we can work together to ignite that passionate, enthusiastic woman who may have been tucked away for some time. Let's start in the middle together.